This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. As we've been hearing, the case disqualifying former President Trump from Colorado's ballot was heard by the Supreme Court this morning. In the audience was Norma Anderson, the former Republican state lawmaker whose name is on the lawsuit to take Trump off the ballot. She said it was amazing to be present for the arguments.
It's exciting for a 91-year-old, okay? A first time. I didn't think I'd have any more firsts.
Anderson says she hopes the justices' skepticism toward her side was just a sign that they were refining their views. But she said if the case does go against her, Trump's opponents will just have to work harder to beat him at the ballot box. Colorado is on a downward trend when it comes to bank robberies. That's according to numbers released by the FBI this week. In 2022, there were 155 robberies in the state compared to 191 in 2021. Jennifer Waller, president of the Colorado Bankers Association, said banks are implementing various types of security measures.
One of the simple things I have seen a lot of bank branches do that have been frequently robbed or repeatedly robbed, if you will, is locking the door, and then they just have a guard that lets customers in.
Colorado came in second in 2022, only to California, which saw 172 burglaries. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for parts of the I-25 corridor, including Castle Rock, Denver, Boulder, Greeley, and Fort Collins. The watch begins tomorrow night through early Sunday. In Denver, snow begins tomorrow with a high of 43 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.